Sota, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, 5:1. This Mishnah is going to say two basic dinim. The first din is Kashem Shamayim Bodkin Osa, Kachamayim Bodkin Oso. Just as the waters test her, the accused wife, they'll also at the same time test him, the accused adulterer, meaning that if she is going to die this miraculous death, he'll die the same miraculous death at the same time. And second of all, that Kashem Shasura Labal, Kacha Sura Laboel, while she's forbidden to her husband because there was Kinui and then Stira, she's restricted from further sleeping with her husband, and she's also forbidden to the accused man, meaning, hypothetically, let's say that before she gets a chance to drink, her husband dies, and therefore we don't administer the waters, she could never marry the person she was accused of having an affair with, regardless of what happened, and if they would get married, they would be forced to get divorced by the Beis Din. Those are two dinim. Everyone agrees to those two dinim. End of story. Our Mishnah is going to show that Rabbi Akiva learns those two dinim based on drushas that use the letter vav, an extra vav, and it's a contentious issue, and Rabbi, meaning Rabbi Udanasi, the author of the Mishnah, disagrees with those drushas. He rejects those drushas. He actually uses other drushas. Okay? So that's the Mishnah outside, conceptually. Here the Mishnah says inside, Kashem Shamayim Bodkin Osa, Kachamayim Bodkin Oso, just as the waters test her, they will test him, the accused adulterer. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uva'u Uva'u. There are two Pasukim, one Pasuk Chav Beis, one Pasuk Chav Dalet of Bamidbar Hey, with the word Uva'u Hamayim, the water goes in to her twice. And Rabbi Kiva understands that the extra Vav from the Uvo come to tell you that this pointer, Kishem Shasur, that it tests both of them as it goes in. And Kishem Shasur Labal Kach Asur Laboel, he also learns that just as she is forbidden to further be with her husband until she proves her innocence, so too she's forbidden to be with the accused adulterer. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, Nitma Vinitma, the extra in Bamidbar. Perek Hey Pasuk Chav Tes, the extra vav in the word v'nitma'a comes to add this extra din that she's not just forbidden to her husband but also to the alleged, the Rabbi Kiva. And Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua points out that it's not just Rabbi Kiva who makes this drasha. Kachaya Dorsh Zachariah ben HaKatzav, this fellow Zachariah ben HaKatzav, also darshan the extra vavs, says Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Rebbe, who lives several generations later on and is the author of our Mishnah, he rejects the Vavs as a base of the drushas. He says, Omer, Shnei Pa'amim Hamurim Beparsha. It says twice in the Parsha the word Nitma. It says in Pasuk Chavzayin and Pasuk Chavtes, Im Nitma and then Nitma. So, the two uses of the word nitma tell you that there's two people to whom she is forbidden. Echad Labal, the Echad Laboel, both her husband and the accused. So in other words, Rabbi says the basis of the drasha is not the word dekshava, but the word nitma twice. Okay? But he agrees to the din, he just has a different drasha. There's no mention what Rabbi thinks about the first din regarding whether or not the accused adulterer is also tested by the waters, but he actually agrees that he is. Rebbe's basis for that is that in Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Zayin, both times it mentions that Vitzavsa Bitna V'Nafla Yerecha, that her thigh falls and that her stomach distends and her thigh falls. So since it says it twice, the second time is unnecessary. It's pointing out both her and him die of the same miraculous punishment, and the Roman apostles at the same time. So again, that means that everyone agrees to these two dinim. It's just that Rebbe and the halacha is, it's not based on the extra vavs, but rather on those other limudim.